Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Welcome back. So it's the first episode of the week. I would continue with Matt's missive, but there's going to be news and business every weekend, probably until we get our first big new episode of Doctor Who. Which, interestingly, so the new Doctor Who magazine came out this week, and it was pretty much said there will not be a Doctor Who episode on the 23rd of November, which is the actual 60th anniversary, which I found to be confronting. What is it? It's like a Thursday or something, or a Tuesday? It's some weirdo day of the week. So I'm guessing these will all be going out on Saturday or Sunday. They'll all be weekend episodes. So that makes sense that it's not going out on the actual day. Because if it was going out on the actual day, there'd probably just be one. But because there's three, they don't need to go out on the actual day. So that was a big deal. The other thing is, you know, here until the shows are on, we're going to be getting kind of big event moments on you know, the various channels that they have over there at the BBC. There's many. There is a, I don't know if you've seen, there's a reel on Instagram. It's probably a YouTube and a whole bunch of other things where they've spliced in some moments from the existing episode of the featuring the Toymaker and William Hartnell's Doctor with the bits from the trailer that we've already seen of the 14th Doctor with Neil Patrick Harris as the Toymaker. So that's a bit exciting. The other thing is that the Doctor Who at 60, a musical celebration, is online now at the BBC Sounds website. I don't think you need to be in the UK to play it, because I've been playing it quite happily. It officially airs, I think, later in the week, but it's been online for, you know, a few days. It's 2 hours. It's a 2-hour live concert. Well, not live anymore because it's recorded, but it was a live concert recorded in Cardiff, and it does feature the new arrangement of the Doctor Who theme, and controversially, I do not like it. I don't hate it. It's just like, it just sounds like every other time Murray Gold has had a go at rearranging the theme. I'm like, yeah, he's put some plinky plonk piano in there and a bit of thing. At least there's no lightning and thunder this time. It does, they call it the 2023 theme, which makes me think, is there going to be a new arrangement for Shuti Gatwa, or is this one going to continue? Who knows? But so the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's just more Murray Gold over-orchestrated, you know, people singing. He loves people singing. He loves a choir having a big old sing, and now they're doing it on top of the theme. It's a whole thing. So I wasn't mad for it the first time I watched it, just like on Twitter or whatever it was. And then I listened to the whole concert, which is glorious. Like it is a, it's a fun concert. I don't know if you've been to one of these Doctor Who live music shows where I went to one with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Antoinette Halloran was singing. It was amazing. But, and like just any time you have an opportunity to go to see an orchestra, I just go and do it. It is absolutely breathtaking. Like I went to see Star Trek, the J.J. Abrams Star Trek with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. And I just started crying when the theme came on. And I'm like, what is this emotion? But yeah, it is quite a powerful thing to be in a room with an orchestra. So I'm very jealous of all these people in Cardiff. But it's quite, like, there's quite a long program of song. Like, it's, like I said, it's 2 hours. Like, there was an interval, obviously, when they did it for the liveness. You know, there's Abigail's song from A Christmas Carol, which we talked about last week, which is really beautiful. There is quite confrontingly the Doomsday Suite, which is music I didn't think I ever wanted to hear again because it's like, it's a lot. And Joe Wiley, who hosts the show, is like, oh yeah, I don't know if I wanted to go through that again. And I'm gathering they showed footage up on the screen while the orchestra was playing. But one of the, there's a couple of great moments where the Radiophonic Workshop and the orchestra get together to do a kind of like a medley of different bits of music from the entire first incarnation of Doctor Who. Like some Dudley Simpson business from the City of Death was in there. Mark Ayres, who is part of the Radiophonic Workshop now, who composed, I think, like the, I think his Curse of Fenric themes were in there. Like there's a whole bunch of stuff. Peter Howells, some of his music, like so some like so that wacky electronic stuff from the Five Doctors, you know, the that was in there. That was really cute. Also, there's Sagan Akinola's suite from The Woman Who Fell to Earth, the very first Jodie Whittaker episode was in there. And I really loved his music. So that was great to hear. And I kind of like, so I feel like Murray Gold is sort of riffing on Jerry Goldsmith's style of composition with a lot of you know, big choruses and big, you know, big swelling moments. Sagan Akinola's music feels a bit more like John Barry, you know, a bit more kind of jazzy influenced, you know, but I love both of them equally. And it is like, so listening to the concert and then getting the new Doctor Who theme, I was like, oh, this feels much better in this place, here at the end of listening to a whole bunch of Murray Gold's themes. Like there was a companion suite which had the, you know, the themes for Rose and Martha and Donna. And then there was, you know, there was like the 10th Doctor's final music, the music from when the first Doctor is choosing to regenerate, and then the 12th Doctor chooses to regenerate from, you know, Peter Capaldi's last episode. So there's a whole bunch of stuff, and also that beautiful piece of music, which is called The Shepherd's Boy, which is from Hellbent, when the Doctor's banging the wall for, you know, 1,000 years or however long it is. So there's a whole bunch of that stuff. What one thing I did find fascinating was there were two themes from the upcoming series, not from the specials, but from the 15th Doctor's time. So there's The Life of Sunday, I think it's called, which is Ruby's theme, which is very, it kind of sounds a bit bleak. It sounds a bit, it's very dramatic. It's kind of got an edge to it. And I'm like, oh, is she going to come into the show in the middle of something awful? Because it feels like a, you know, a very kind of like a dark kind of theme. And then there was the theme for the 15th Doctor, which was berserk. if you listen to it, it's like the third last song. It's like track 14 when you listen to the whole concert. It's bonkers. but yeah, it's just called 15. And it has kind of like a 60s action vibe to it. Like something about it reminded me of the opening of the Thunderbirds. Like it had that kind of like, it's kind of like a pounding, very high action sort of feel to it, and then reaches, you know, a delightful Murray Gold crescendo. It's his favorite thing to do, is to just, when you know, when you think things can't ramp up anymore, he ramps them up a bit more. But yeah, it is, it's quite a moment. But yeah, I really did enjoy the 15 theme. And I'm sure I'll get used to the Doctor Who theme. I loved Sagan Akinola's arrangement so much that I think it's going to be difficult for me to, you know, kind of go back to a Murray Gold theme, because they're so orchestral. I kind of love the electronica of it. I love it when it feels, you know, spooky and weird and unusual. But look, you know, I'm happy to be wrong about this, and it might become my new favourite theme as we go along. How do you feel about it? I'd love to hear from you. theory@adamrichard.com.au. We will continue Matt's missive in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.